You know, I saw a post about a week ago or something. It really wasn't a Christian channel at all. It was just somebody who was in survival mode or something like that. And they said if somebody's playing games with you, don't play games back. Become the game. And I thought, I had to think about what they were saying. I don't really know what their intention was, but here's the deal. Here's the real deal from a biblical perspective. You study your Bible. You rightly divide it. You figure out the overarching truth of the Bible. And the overarching truth of the Bible is the flesh versus the spirit, outside and inside. So you see the game as the flesh versus spirit. So now what do? You step outside the game. And if you step outside the game, what does that mean? That means you know your identity in Christ. You've already won. They can't stop you because it's God's calling on your life. They might try to poison you, but it always backfires. They usually get poisoned. If they try to poison you, they usually get poisoned, you know. If somebody's that evil, they're doing stuff that notice when they try to hurt you, they get hurt. Notice their health and all. They're coming after you and it's affecting their health. You're living in peace. The Bible says peace is God's will, you know. So living outside the game is you don't do the he said, she said. You don't do the tit for tat. You don't do the revenge or the bitterness or the unforgiveness. You're just doing your thing. You're just doing your calling. You're doing what God called you to do. And it don't matter what they do because you're not focused on them. You're focused on God, your calling, your goals, and all that. They actually want you to give up your calling with God or your self-care or whatever you want to call it, you know, whatever you're into. They want you to give up what you're doing to focus on what they're doing. Let me say it again. They want you to give up what you're doing to focus on their stuff. Now that's sick. And they will do anything they can. If the love bombing don't work, the attacks don't work, the flying monkeys can't bother you, they eventually have to give up the ghost. You would think they would move on and give up the ghost, and they eventually will. They'll find somebody else that they think they can vampire off that other person. And then when that person gets tired of them, they'll try to come back to you and you're done. And when you're finally done, completely done with their games, they're actually sick. They're toxic, sick, upside down. Their mind is not even right. And their goals, they don't even know what they're doing. It's kind of like Wally Code. He goes and orders him an Acme tool to attack Roadrunner, but the Acme tool, he don't even know how to use it. All these tools they try to use, spiritual tools or physical tools or emotional tools or flying monkey tools, every tool they use backfires. It's like buying a gun, not how to shoot it, and the end has a cap and they backfire and shoot themselves, you know, they shoot themselves in the foot, you know. Put a holster on, put the gun in there, never used a gun, they shoot themselves in the foot. And they're like, how'd that happen? Because you don't know what you're doing. Especially if you attack one of God's elect saints called out of this place, born again, eternal life, eternal security, a new heart, God is changing and conforming into his image, and you come after a saint like that? And especially a saint that was just kind to you and tried to help you and show you the truth. And you come after somebody like that? I'm surprised you're still standing. A lot of people. I'm surprised a lot of people are still standing, because if they are, it's only God's mercy that he lets them stand. Or what they were doing were to make you stronger, so you did, as you got stronger, you could help other people. The things that we go through, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10 or 2 Corinthians 10, I need to figure out where that's at. The things that you go through are to help others. But you have to realize some people don't want help. Some people don't think they need help, even though their mind is convoluted, upside down. They don't think right. They don't speak right, do right, or anything. Their mind is so corrupt that you can't help them. And they're actually not even real people. They're running on a program, and that program is like based on fear, and they're living in fear and insecurity. And so that program that they're running on is that fear and insecurity program. And I hate to say it, I see these kind of programs in married people more than I do single people. Single people seem to have some kind of gift that the married people don't have. I'm sorry, but every single person I talk to, they got it going on. But the married people that you listen to, they're in another world. Not all of them, but most of them. They're actually, a lot of married people don't even know what's happening in this matrix. They're so distracted with the cares of this life. They don't know anything about chemtrails. They don't know anything about what nicotine can do on its own. I'm not saying smoke, but nicotine itself is healthy. They don't know about certain cures that are so obvious. They're just running around like a chicken with their head cut off. I know what Paul meant now. He's in 1 Corinthians 7:1. It's better, you're better off to stay single if you can. And so the cares of this life blind people. Their music, their TV, you're going around a circuit. You go and you leave your house and you go back home. Even if you go on vacation, you go back home. You're not going anywhere. Even if you had 10 houses, you're still only going to those 10 houses. You're not going anywhere. The only freedom would be to get you a tent and just travel wherever you wanted to go in the tent. But that's not a life either. My point is, you're in the cube system. Your house is a box, your car is a box, your job is a box, you were born from a box, the woman's box, you go to the grave in a box. And so this box, this 666 box system down here, you don't even know it. I just said it very clearly and you still can't hear me. You're born in a from a box, they call the woman's female area the box. You work in a box, your house is a box, your car is a box, your denominational box, your beliefs are a box, your culture is a box, your bloodline is a box, and so you die in a box. And I just told you what this place is. It's a death cult. It's a 666 box death cult to keep you in the box. And the hive is a box, and when you don't think in the box like everybody else thinks in the box, then you get persecuted because you're different than the box life. And the box is the cube. And the cube is what? Cubit. And the cubit is from your elbow to your fingertip. So count up the number. The beast is the number of man. Man, the flesh side of Adam, the flesh side of Eve. Eve is the flesh side of Adam. She's in the flesh till she gets saved, and he's in the flesh till he gets born again. But the types and shadows, the flesh versus the spirit. I just showed you what this place is, the flesh versus the spirit. But you can't hear me because of the cares of this life. You can't sit down and do any kind of meditation, any kind of contemplation, anything like that, because you've got so many things going on around you that you're so distracted with stupid stuff, that the higher stuff, you're so distracted as a consumer instead of a producer or a creator, that the consumer mindset has blinded you to what's really going on. And it just keeps repeating every day. And they never wake up. And you never wake up, you never wake up, you never wake up. Round the mountain, round the mountain, round the mountain, round the mountain. The matrix, whatever you, it's a spiritual matrix. Everything is spiritual. You might see it as a natural, but some of us see it as all spiritual. And so just because you have a perspective, do you think everybody else has your perspective? They think different than you. Just because you think a different way doesn't mean you're thinking the right way. You think your way is the right way. And other people live different ways, but you think your way is the only way. It's really a trip, to be honest. The manipulation, the witchcraft, the sorcery, the trying to control you, the Jezebel spirit, Delilah spirit, the thieves, the harlots, the prostitutes, the gomers out there. Most people, when I say gomer, they don't even know what I'm talking about because they never read it. They never read the book of Hosea. Notice it's talking about Gomer, which is really talking about Israel, and it's called the book of Hosea. The flesh mind is the 304. Your flesh mind is the 304.
Hi, man. 620.
And you go around your circuit, and everybody's talking about the same stuff every day. You get up every day, they talk about the same boring stuff. They don't do any inner work. They don't do any kind of decoding of this reality. And they're just sitting around seeing the same stuff. Eat, sleep, shower, job. Eat, sleep, shower, job. Make a baby. Eat, sleep, shower, job. Responsibilities. Try to vampire off of other people because they don't have any inner life of their own. The inner life they don't have. There's no peace in their life, so they try to get peace on the outside. They say, I'm going to go get peace. I'm going to go on vacation and get peace. I'm going to go here and get peace. I'm going to do this and get peace. I'm going to go on a cruise and get peace. I'm going to go over here and eat and get peace. And they don't even know they're doing the same thing that never brings peace. They have no inner peace, so they got to get somebody else around them to try to vampire off of their peace. And when the person says, hey, you're stealing my peace, I'm done. I've told you 1,000 times and you keep trying to do it. And they don't even understand what you're saying because they have no peace. It's a trip. It's so bizarre that even having to talk about it is weird. Why do I even have to talk about this? I shouldn't even have to talk about this. And a lot of men are stupid because they end up getting yoked up with the Jezebel. And the Jezebel, she don't care about that man's health and his wealth and his peace and his joy and his relationship with God or anything. Jezebel doesn't care about that person's soul, their will, their emotions. They're trying to bend the will of the man's soul. And the man's saying, what are you smoking, woman? Get out of my face. If you don't even know what love is. And like I say, until a woman has children, most of the women that I've ever met don't even know what love is until they have kids and then they experience the love for the child. But before they have a child, they don't even know what love is. It's all about self. And most of them want to have a child because there's nothing inside. They feel like if I have a child, I'll be a better person. But they better be a better person before they have a child. Because when they have a child, they end up don't even care about it. And so my point is, it's all about me. They'll do stuff in the courts that is not healthy for the child. It's a leverage tool. It's a power play. That child is not a human being. That child is a leverage for them. And I know what I'm talking about because I've talked to sisters in Christ to confirm it. They don't have children right. Build a family and raise the child up right according to the Bible. They have a child to get some money off of that child, to have people feel sorry for them. They got a child. They're raising a child. Let's feel sorry for them and give them some free money and take the baby daddy to court so they can live off of the baby daddy. And they're actually going out partying and not teaching the child any Bible. They destroy the child. The child becomes just like them. They think what they're doing is right because the society supports the Jezebel spirit, because the society is the Jezebel spirit. So they create copies of themselves. Their mama did it to them. They did it to their kids, and it just keeps going. And they learn to be master manipulators from the mama, and then when they come across a man that can't be manipulated, he might be manipulated at first, but he breaks the spell and he shuts it down. And they're in shock that you shut it down. And then when you shut down the game, because you are outside the game, you shut down the game because you're looking at the game from the outside in. And they get mad at you, want to kill you because you shut down the game that the game was trying to kill you anyway. So that when you shut down the game, they were trying to kill you, slow kill, and vampire off of you while you're dying in a slow death. And then when you shut down the game and they realize they can't kill you that way, they're going to try to kill you some other way. Lie about you, kill your character, kill you, try to kill you physically, spiritually, whatever. My point is, that's why they go into witchcraft, sorcery, spells. They're trying to take you out because you left the game. Because you saw the game. And the game the whole time was to vampire off you and suck the blood out of you, so to kill you, so they could live. Because they're afraid to admit this is a sacrificial redemptive system, and they don't want to sacrifice, but they want somebody else to sacrifice for them. That's why you hear, when you're a little kid, you hear you have a cousin or somebody, and they say, something like they think the world revolves around them or something. Your flesh mind is the Jezebel spirit. And if you're not willing to die daily and sacrifice, you'll never escape it. I'm sorry. You have been lied to by the system. The system wants you walking in the flesh and not in the spirit, because the system don't know what it means to walk in the spirit. It's a win-lose system. And when you get into the spirit walk, you can make it a win-win, but they live in win-lose their whole life. And everybody, all their friends are win-lose. And so they can't think outside that box. And so eventually they become bitter and by themselves, and they hate everybody, and they have no empathy for anybody, and they hate themselves, so they hate everybody else. They hate everybody else. They hate themselves. And nobody wants to be around them because of their fake self. Like I say, they're not even real. Until they get born again, they're just running on a program. They're not even real people.